Episode 20, Issue Responses 3127 through 3296. Response 3127. Limited times for adoration. It's hard when you work and only have 1-2 hour window a week, middle of the day, for adoration. Response 3128. The novice ordo mass, even the correct celebration of it, does not reflect a belief in the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. We worship as we believe. Response 3129. The laity need to be catechized. I grew up in the church and Vatican II is all we had taught to us. My first Holy Communion was in the hand standing. The laity want the truth that Vatican II was meant to be so much more than what we received. Response 3130. It needs to start from top. Pope shows no reverence or protection of the Holy Eucharist. Allowing gay mass es by the priest and bishops. Disrespect and blasphemy on the altar. Response 3131. Failure to educate the laity on the masculinity of the three persons of the Trinity. God provides the seed, eternal word, masculine. Holy Mother Church, feminine, receives the seed, plants it around the world, and cultivates it. God is masculine. Response 3132. Proper dress for ushers and extraordinary ministers of the Eucharist should be required. No shorts, t-shirts, no jeans or revealing clothes and flip-flop shower sandals. Response 3133. The Church is exceedingly making too many changes to make Protestants feel more welcome. May I dare say the Church is looking a little like Bud Light going after market share. Response 3134. The absence of fathers at Holy Mass with their families, or the attitude of the fathers while they're aloof, in a hurry to get Mass over with, etc. Response 3135. Receiving on the hand and standing to receive. Response 3136. Priest should show or teach the lay people to be reverent to the Eucharist when receiving the body and also to show reverence to the tabernacle when walking in front of it. Response 3137. Lack of solid Catholic teaching from the bishops. Bishops tolerating malfeasance among their priests while canceling good priests. Lack of piety of priests. Lack of faithful teaching of the Catholic faith by priests. Weak priests who lack faith and commitment to stand up to a secular world. Response 3138. Priests handling the Eucharist like Ritz crackers. Response 3139. Communion in the hand, the loss of respect for the priesthood rampant in the NO, no kissing the priest's hand, lifting the priest's vestments, bowing when the priest passes, calling priests by their first names, etc. Response 3140. The prohibition of public mass during the pandemic. Response 3141. People who failure to raise the bar and how people dress for a mass. When people come dressed like they're going to a picnic or to work out. It shows no respect for our Lord. Response 3144. Additional issues include bishops looking down on those who do still believe in the real presence to include those who choose to attend the traditional mass. This extends to the papacy as well, but in regards to the laity in America, our bishops are the real sources of lack of belief. Additional issues definitely impact this issue, but at the end of the day the bishops need to stop allowing the abuses to the liturgy and to the sacred host that priests, especially in predominantly liberal areas, have preformed. Response 3145. People are not taught this, children in Catholic schools are not taught, or if they are, it was never reinforced by reminders. Since the 1970s, Catholics don't know their faith because they are not being taught. My HS religion teacher was a lesbian, she didn't teach us, she played secular music and we watched films of documentaries on other religions. That was in 1987, 88, 89. When 9/11 happened in USA, Father John Carapi became popular because he would tell us, Catholics don't know their faith. I started picking up a Bible and catechism teachings because of this faithful priest. Learned it all because of his witness. Response 3146. Too many clergy no longer have supernatural faith. They want the world to live the church, that will and should never happen. We are in the world but not of it. Response 3147. While parents do have a responsibility of educating their children spiritually, sometimes the parents themselves were not educated correctly. Catechism is the key. Response 3148. The placement of the sign of peace in the Mass. Having it right before Holy Communion feel disruptive. This is a time when we are preparing to receive Christ, and it is distracting to go from preparing to receive the Eucharist to showing peace to our neighbor and then back to preparing to receive the Eucharist. I think this is not a major contributor but certainly a minor one. Response 3149. Dress in church. Security and safety in church. Early church closing time. Fewer Mass, yes. Priests with dyed hair, wigs, tweezed eyebrows, etc. Priests with cats and fans of Betty Davis movies. Response 3150. Failure to catechize, not just on transubstantiation, but on the Holy Eucharist more generally. Response 3151. Bishop denounces homeschooling. Response 3152. We do not hear about the graces received from frequent reception of the Eucharist and confession, shaking hands or offering peace is distracting. Response 3153. Bring back kneeling and altar railings. Don't march up and get a cookie. While you are walking up the aisle, you are looking around to see what is happening in the church. Response 3154. Improper / incomplete catechesis, failure to preach on truths of the Church's teaching in many aspects including transubstantiation, lack of family life and evangelization by the parish community. Our parishes are often more like social clubs as opposed to the center of life, which I feel causes people to see it as more of a recreational pastime. Response 3155. Bring back and do not get rid of traditional Latin Mass. Novus Ordo looks more Protestant than Catholic. Response 3156. The undermining of Jesus' miracles in the New Testament, saying they are just stories. Response 3157. Poor catechesis, because the catechists are poorly catechized. Response 3158. The idea of lay participation through verbal response and the dissection of the consecration prayer to have the laity say, the mystery of faith rather than the priest. Response 3159. Infighting and intrachurch politics versus an emphasis on personally encountering Jesus in the Eucharist. Response 3160. The fact that most Christians, Protestants, are believers who don't have the Eucharist and that the CCC and the Catholic Church has relaxed their position on them. Response 3161. Role of the family / parents in instilling it in children. Response 3162. The arrogance and lack of charity among those who think that they are perfect Catholics, particularly mean-spirited condemnation of communion in the hand, female altar servers, and other normal aspects of Catholicism. Response 3163. The single greatest thing that I believe impacts a person's belief in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist is that far too many Catholics do not cooperate with the grace they receive in the Eucharist such that they grow in their love of God and their neighbor. Instead, they adore God with their lips but reject Him in their attitudes towards those who disagree with their preferred Mass and in how they treat those who Jesus calls the least of these. People see this and it causes them to believe that Jesus cannot be truly present in the Eucharist, for if He was, surely those who receive Him would be transformed to be more like Him. If we are not transformed by the Eucharist and our hearts do not grow in genuine love for everyone we meet, then none of the Latin, traditional music, beautiful churches, or any of the rest of the things you asked about matters one whit. It just doesn't. Response 3164. Failure of parents' modeling of appropriate behavior in the presence of the Eucharist and in teaching their children. Response 3165. Lack of real relationship and personal meditative prayer among the faithful. The closer they come to God in relationship, the more He can lead them to the truth of the real presence. No one can believe and have faith without God granting them this grace. So people need to grow in relationship with God through prayer and silence so God can better speak to them and work in their lives. This, more than anything else suggested in the survey, is the root cause of the issue. Response 3166. Distrust in church hierarchy. Hypocrites in the church. Not feeling welcome in their Catholic communities. Response 3167. Our Holy Father Pope Francis is asking us to go out to the peripheries. Has anyone reached out to those persons, and there are many, who are unable to go to Mass due to compromised health or immunity? Response 3168. Catechism classes are horrible, need to go back to the Baltimore style of catechism. Response 3169. Hypocrisy coming from the church as far as caring for the sick, poor, and disenfranchised. Response 3170. Hardness of heart and lack of charity from those who insist that forms matter more than acting like a humble child of God. Response 3171. Failure to effectively raise individuals with a personal and authentic love and relationship with Christ that finds its union in reception of the Eucharist. Response 3172. The fact that our Pope not only abandoned Catholics during the pandemic but condoned putting a sinful substance into our bodies. And then refusing to offer letters to support traditional Catholics that chose to follow their conscience. Response 3173. Catholicism as externalities only without genuine conversion of heart, prayer, and love of God. Response 3174. The church is seen as so exclusionary and as a haven for hypocrites and holier-than-thou jerks. It is no longer seen as a hospital for sinners. The impact of the sexual abuse scandals and the complicity of the hierarchy cannot be overstated. Response 3175. Politicization of the church, worldwide cover-up of sexual abuse. Many of us, myself included, have a hard time trusting priests, and don't feel safe in an all-male-led environment. You can't separate the Church's teachings on the Eucharist from the priesthood, and I think the lady's ability to trust the clergy is irreparably broken. Response 3176. The lack of faith in the real presence is symptomatic of a larger lack of relevance that the Church has to issues directly facing the laity, exacerbated by a clergy that is persistently out of touch with lay issues. Much, much greater effort on the part of the Catholic Church to truly understand and address the issues and stresses facing her members is necessary to bring her back into relevance and centrality in lay Catholics' lives. Response 3177. Priests making overtly anti-science and politicized homilies. Response 3178. Allow faithful to receive Holy Communion on the hands without kneeling down. Allow lay people to bring Holy Communion to the sick at home or in the hospital. Allow lay people to distribute the host and precious blood and handle and purify the sacred vessels casually. Response 3179. Greatest issue is that Catholics don't live out the gospel is their daily lives. How can we expect others, even other members of the church, to believe that we receive the actual body, blood, soul and divinity of Christ when we treat others so horribly? We must be a welcoming community to show Christ's love and truth. This has nothing to do with language or music, though I prefer a good chant and the propers any day, those are incidental in comparison to showing love for others. Response 3180. The real presence is more than many of the superficial items listed previously. It is something that should inform the hearts and souls of church leaders and should be the heart of the church, through which love and acceptance flows. Response 3181. Lack of catechesis, unaffordable Catholic schools, encouraging frequent reception of the Eucharist. Response 3182. Poor catechesis. I have personally had to correct religious education teachers when, as an aid, the teacher told the children that the Eucharist was a symbol of Jesus. Neither this teacher nor the children she was responsible for educating knew that the Eucharist is truly Jesus' body, soul, mind, and divinity. Response 3183. Sedevacantism and anti-pope usurpers undermining the pope and church teachings. Priests who use their position in the church to make a political stance and rather than spread the gospel and love of Christ. Response 3184. Catholics who use the faith as a bludgeon against others rather than focusing on the plank in their own eye. Response 3185. Priests, bishops, clergy do not teach traditional catechism. The Baltimore Catechism should be taught. It needs to be done from the pulpit. Priests also need to teach and speak about the subject of hell, and instill the fear of God. Versus going to hell, because many faithful do not even believe in hell. Yet, most believe they are going to heaven. Same goes for many clergy. They don't believe in the real presence of the Eucharist, nor in hell. The leaders of our churches are failing themselves and us, the laity. Also, priests need to talk abortion at the pulpit. Explain that it is evil and wrong. But mum's the word. If we don't follow God's commandments. Which, the commandments, need to be publicly dissected, explained thoroughly. Also, there should be no women lectors, altar girls, dances, women collecting tithing at church. It has to be only priests touching the Eucharist. Thus, giving it out to the faithful. Explain to the laity that there is no reverence receiving communion in the hand. Explain the truth, why this was reversed in the 60s. Out of selfish, ulterior motives, to show disrespect to our Lord, started by German bishops and priests, who ended up getting their way. No one put a stop to it. Weak popes have followed. Lastly, the Catholic Church has been hiring too many feminist and feminist men and made them priest. This has been done on purpose, so that the boys' club can have their way with each other and unfortunately, with children and the laity. Many of these men signed up to become a priest, because they know what shenanigans go on in the seminaries and elsewhere. Easy prey for sickly, disordered passions. They didn't really sign up to be men who serve God. It's more about serving themselves. So much evil in our churches. Yet, the good priests are cancelled. We all take notice what you're doing to our faith and churches. For there is no mercy from God without true repentance. All this evil doing has to stop today. Because we do have a real God, His name is Jesus, and He is coming soon to judge the living and the dead. And yes, Bishop Barron. There is a hell. The clergy will be judged harder than any other groups of people. Repent before the wrath of God comes. Response 3186. Leniency from Pope's attitude about sin and canceling priests and Latin Mass. Response 3187. Hypocrites who claim to believe in the Eucharist but bear no fruit and, in fact, scandalize with their cruel, loveless, unchristlike behaviors. Response 3188. Failure to discuss and take responsibility for sex abuse scandals and still continuing to cover them up. Response 3189. Less people receive Holy Communion without properly examining their conscience/practicing frequent confession as well. Response 3190. The bishops who easily closed our churches during the so-called pandemic sent the message that Mass and the sacraments were not important to our salvation. Many, scared to lose priests to the illness discouraged priests from administrating the anointing of the sick. Others declined to sign religious waivers for those refusing to take the experimental COVID shots. As a result, they were not supporting church teaching on not being forced to take experimental treatments/shots. Some Catholics lost their jobs as a result of this decision. Some showed their utter disregard for science when they not only forced Catholic schoolchildren and staff to wear masks, but continued this after the state allowed children and staff to not have to wear them. One of our priests died of pneumonia at the rectory where he lived alone. I had noticed he had a severe cold and told him to go to the doctor. The emergency room doctors sent him home with an oxygen tank and told him to call if he felt worse. The day he died, the next day, he called for help. They told him to call 911 or to get someone to bring him in. He didn't want to bother anyone, so he didn't, and died. He was found to have COVID, and that was what was spread throughout our only diocese in our state. He died of pneumonia with COVID. He was the only priest I know of in the diocese who was offering 2 Mass ES Monday to Friday, the regular 3 Mass ES on weekends, and confession M Saturday, when churches were opened with many restrictions. I despised my bishop for his decisions during the COVID panic until a thought came to me last month to do a holy hour just for him. I am more at peace now. Our priest refuses to use our confessional, because he thinks that the air circulation is poor and he could catch COVID or something else. He has confession in a classroom face to face. My husband and I go elsewhere for this sacrament. Response 3191. Not being able to trust your spiritual leaders with simple things like the safety of your children makes it difficult for many members of the laity to trust spiritual leaders in other areas, including the teaching of the real presence. Response 3192. The churches are too big with limited mass schedules, confessions are not offered enough. Merging the churches in my area has been a disaster. Building these big open cold churches to add the most people in the shortest amount of time has really turned me off. I no longer feel I am at mass, but at a production to get as many people in and out as fast as you can. Response 3193. The refusal of the church to adequately address the rampant and ongoing sexual abuse of children by clergy makes it incredibly hard to believe that the church is guided and protected by God. This forces me to wonder if the church is trustworthy on any subject. Response 3194. The obsession of the most conservative Catholics with the Latin Mass as being the right/only way. The ridiculous amount of pride and meanness related to politics. Response 3195. Addressing attire of the laity during Mass. Stressing they should dress in the best attire they can afford. Response 3196. I think there is a real lack of understanding of the Mass sections and their role in the presentation of Christ in each Mass. Many Catholics have never really been taught the purpose of each part of the Mass, and how the parts of the liturgy of the Word prepares us by confessing our sin and weakness, praying for each other, and hearing the Word of God that sets the stage for the holy and sacred conversion of bread, as in the Last Supper, to the body and blood of Christ. There are some very good videos that should be shown and shared to help folks learn about the Mass. Response 3197. Catholics who believe their version of the Mass is superior to all others and use it to look down on others. Response 3198. Cancellation of priests and bishops who defend the traditional faith. Response 3199. We no longer focus on welcoming others into our daily lives as Catholics. So many Catholics look down on their fellow baptized Catholics for not being Catholic enough, because they might prefer a novice ordo mass, have jobs outside the house as a wife and mother, take their COVID vaccines and other vaccines, care for their neighbors by wearing masks, welcome those in the LGBTQIA community as friends, care about the poor, advocate for social justice issues, have piercings and tattoos, dye their hair, etc. If we had a welcoming community, people would believe that Christ in the Eucharist is transforming hearts and minds. Instead, so many Catholics have been closed off from their community by choosing not to meet people as they are, and choosing not to care for neighbors by selfishly refusing to vaccinate or wear masks, by referring to the LGBTQIA community with derogatory names, participating in racist language, and other such unwelcoming behavior. Response 3200. Catholics being focused on social issues, books in school, politics, opinions about clergy leadership, LGBT debated etc., more than making prayer/adoration/mass more accessible. Catholics should be known for loving Jesus and the real presence more than being hateful or judgmental towards others. Regarding the Eucharist, low-sensory Mass DS, disability-friendly Mass DS, liturgical resources free for families, kid-friendly adoration, more emphasis on the Eucharist being brought to the sick/homebound. Response 3201. Where is sin? Scandal, homosexual priests, lax rules. Who cares? Will you fix this with more rules? The confiture has been removed from the prayers at the foot, also removed, and before communion. You only mention the sins of others. You do not speak of your own sins. Without sin we have no need of a Redeemer. Unlike Adam and Eve, we are not naked and hungry, but wealthy, fat and happy, like the fat men who demanded meat in the desert, who God struck down dead, while the meat was still on their mouths as they sat leisurely in front of their tents. The cardinals and bishops excuse sin in others because they excuse sin in themselves. Men who forgive themselves their own sins do not fear God. The decline in the use of Latin has caused the understanding of sin to be lost in translation, our connection to the saints to be severed, our understanding of that which is sacred to be vulgarity, and the arduous climb to sanctity easy. The bishops and cardinals present the wide road instead of the narrow one. Repent of your sins, declare a fast and lead the sheep back to God. God desires humbled, broken hearts who desire Him and Him alone. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It appears the bishops, cardinals, and Pope fear men more than God. Response 3202. Lack of dignified dress at Mass, the wedding feast. Vocation shortage leads to less available of sacraments and Eucharistic expositions to laity. Also, my family has been personally blessed with a friendship with holy priest who we see in real life the example of their devotion. This is not always the case for families as priests are stretched so thin. Lack of emphasis on the rubrics of the liturgy leads to a nonchalant approach and that communicates negatively towards the laity. The movement towards eliminating the traditional Latin Mass, in all of its reverence, is counterproductive. Response 3203. No. Response 3204. Encouraging Eucharistic adoration would help enormously. Response 3205. Surveys like this, with belligerent answers and obviously slanted questions, will never be the solution to the problems in Holy Mother Church today. This survey was rigged from the very start, and I sincerely doubt that it was even written by Catholics. Response 3206. People seeing Mass attendance as optional. Response 3207. 1. Priest socializing with church members in the pews before Mass starts. 2. Immodest, sloppy or too casual dress by churchgoers and liturgical readers. 3. Just too much visiting with your neighbors in the pew before and directly after Mass. Response 3208. Receiving the sacrament of confirmation in 11th grade, or around 16 to 17 years old. I think we are passing up a critical age we can reach our younger children. I am unsure of what age most others typically receive the sacrament, but I believe confirmation should be offered at a younger age. Possibly 11 to 12 years old, or before high school. Our children need the Holy Spirit more than ever. Also, the use of kneelers. Our priest brought back kneelers in the last 3 years, and now I cannot imagine receiving our Lord any other way than kneeling and on the tongue. Response 3209. Laity, a loss of understanding that grace is necessary for salvation. You can't just be a good person. Response 3210. 1. The question asked in the original survey was flawed. 2/3 of Catholics believe in the real presence. https://churchlifejournal.nd.edu/articles/what-do-catholics-really-know-and-believe-about-the-eucharist. 2. There is a gap between what people believe and what people know the Church teaches. There has been a lack of catechesis for all ages that must be recovered. 3. How church-going, Eucharist-receiving Catholics treat the least of these. There are Catholic Pharisees and Sadducees, and it makes it harder for people to believe that the Eucharist is imparting graces when the fruits people see are judgment, condemnation, holier-than-thou, nastiness. Response 3211. In general, there seems to be a lack of reverence and awe for the Most Holy Eucharist on the part of some clergy and most laity. Distribution many times can feel like a race to get it done. Slow down. Show respect. Bring back the use of the paten. Etc. etc. Bring back awe. Response 3212. Many of the extremely biased scenarios outlined in the survey are not the root cause but the symptoms of a lack of respect for the Eucharistic. And many of these are merely personal preference and have no bearing whatsoever. Treating symptoms will not cure the illness. The lack of belief in the real presence largely comes back to the focus on exterior ritual and how others perceive us versus our interior state before God and love of neighbor. The Church's continued unwillingness to be completely transparent about sexual abuse scandals and other misconduct in the Church at the fear of losing members is another huge factor. Response 3213. Lack of kindness, humility, and charity among Catholics has made us all look like raging hypocrites and divided the Church. Response 3214. You did not give enough attention to support for family education in the faith. The catechesis question should have involved more. Your questions were skewed to just the Mass. What about education in the whole of the faith? Response 3215. Holding hands during the Our Father prayer/people holding hands up during the prayer. Nobody praying after Mass, after receiving our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. Priests being cowardly about COVID-19, they refuse people to receive on the tongue and or while kneeling, which breaks GRM and the instruction Redemptionis Sacramentum. Priests telling people in the confessional that their sins are nor worthy of confessing/priests telling others not to make a habit of going to confession because it becomes a vicious cycle of sin. Priests Alps being cowardly to COVID-19 and still having separated pews with ropes. The sign of peace at Mass, which is most definitely not needed. How priests/churches don't speak out against the evils of today such as abortion in Mass, homilies or otherwise. Scandalous practices allowed to continue throughout the Vatican and allowing scandal such as priests promoting homosexuality without correction or defrocking. Lack of serious excommunication of Catholics in name only, such as politicians who vehemently promote abortion, homosexuality, forcing gene therapy, etc. all while publicly calling themselves Catholic and yes, to add to your point earlier that they are not denied communion either. Lay people being allowed to wear scandalous/not appropriate Mass attire such as shorts for men, short skirts/shorts for women. Priests who have Mass IV parishes but only offer confession 1 hour only on Saturdays. Response 3216. Education of every adult in the pews. Most have never learned their faith as adults. Please educate the laity in the pews. Response 3217. As soon as they took the precious blood away from the Church, it has hurt the amount of attendees. If priests had more of a backbone and stood up against real issues, it would help our Church. If priests laid hands on their flock and asked Jesus to work through them and anoint parishioners, it would infuse the Holy Spirit. We need the priests to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit, teach, heal, cast out demons in Jesus' name. Response 3218. Society's pressure on people to think science is the answer to all that we question. Our Catholic schools need nuns to teach our children. Transubstantiation must be taught early and consistently. Our priest should stop using the homily to talk about political issues such as environmental concerns. Response 3219. Speaking the truth about Jesus' words about the Eucharist / the real presence and its reception as being necessary for salvation. This should be done at every Mass, every day from the pulpit. Response 3220. The rejection of the sacrament to the faithful during COVID projected a very un-Catholic, very loud voice that shouted, "God is strong but COVID is stronger, no sacraments for you." Sadly, actions spoke more loudly than words, and so many have not returned. May God have mercy on the souls of so many in the hierarchy. Thank God in our long true, good, and beautiful tradition where so many ordinary men, along with extraordinary saints and indeed martyrs, did not cower in fear during a myriad of prior crises. Over that church the gates of hell will not prevail. For what has survived of any underlying church of fear, I have less hope. Response 3221. From the second you step foot in the church, you are in the presence of God. Dress and act accordingly. Response 3222. The absolutely insane statements and deeds of the current Pope Francis, including active worship of false gods, Pachamama, joining by him in their worship on public display. Additionally, Pope Francis' treatment of whistleblowers among the clergy, off-the-ship deck treatment, and the apparent advancement/protection of homosexual mafia in his direct administration. Response 3223. Poor catechesis in Catholic schools. Response 3224. A large factor is the destruction of the family. Healthy family life is the context in which we first learn of God's love, opening us up to a life of faith. Faith in turn fosters humility and holiness, making us supple to the acceptance of the real presence. The destruction of the family with the subsequent embrace of secularism and moral relativism leaves no room for the mystery of the Eucharist. Response 3225. Suppression of tradition. Response 3226. Attempting to remove the traditional Latin Mass. Response 3227. It is helpful to keep perspective on this issue being unique to the Western world. The faith continues to grow in Asia and Africa. This fact provides all of us, both religious and laymen, consolation and hope. Western religious need to be more visible examples of how the virtue of joy, that the HS has given to us by Jesus Christ in perfect obedience toward our Father, brings enrichment to our lives, strengthens us in temptation, and protects us when suffering oppression and outright attacks from evil. Father Robert Spitzer's work on Eucharistic miracles is an excellent resource on inspiring, evangelizing, and educating Catholics and others. Response 3228. Access to free or affordable catechesis so that the interested lay people can grow in their knowledge. Response 3229. The discouragement and banning of the traditional Latin Mass. Response 3230. Catholics not really aware of what is truly going on during the sacrifice of the Mass. Too much music, not enough time to silently pray before and after receiving Holy Communion. The true presence of Christ, Mary, angels on the altar. Educating Catholics about devotions, First Friday, First Saturday, Rosary, chaplets, adoration, fasting, daily personal prayer. Response 3231. Religious education is a joke in the novice ordo. Homilies that are watered-down versions of a Reader's Digest magazine do not save souls. Response 3232. Laity's use of the inner church area, sanctuary, as an auditorium. Response 3233. general attitude of diffidence and fecklessness among many, many priests, nuns, and bishops. Bowing to secular norms by not fighting for Catholic ethics in schools, colleges, hospitals, adoption settings, etc. Cowardly. Failure to call out public officials who are chino and flaunt their support of trag issues and celebrate abortion. Biden and Hochul are just two who come to mind. Biden panders in black churches instead of attending Mass. Both should be excommunicated. The Pope and bishops say nothing. Our Marxist Pope who routinely insults Americans and traditional Catholics and the Latin Mass. He is a snarly, petty, and vindictive man. I often wonder at the cabal that took out Benedict and installed this horrible Marxist, globalist reset Pope. He is offensive. Benedict was ill, we were told, yet he lived another 10 years after he was deposed. The utter viciousness of the abortion industry and those who blithely support freelance abortion on demand at any stage need to be called out in explicit language for their cruelty and extremism, and we get crickets. Our Catholic schools are a mess, and never was there more need of a legit and faithful Catholic education and edification. I could go on forever. Thank you. Response 3234. Canon law protects perpetrators by giving them fraternal correction instead of punishment. This means the local priest is often a recently transferred perpetrator. Half the people that leave the church attribute it to this cause. Response 3235. The loss of faith by the heretical and/or cowardly bishops. Response 3236. Socializing in the sanctuary when the real priestron CBs in the tabernacle. Response 3237. Casual and immodest dress, especially among women, shorts, bare shoulders, yoga pants, t-shirts, etc. Response 3238. Lack of quality catechesis. Lack of empowering parents to be first catechist. Priests assuming they are the only ones who can teach/catechize effectively. Response 3239. It's been addressed, but I think it needs to be emphasized, the surgical abuse and lack of response by leaders, and the continual abuse and lack of response by leaders, I believe, has hurt the church and the belief in transubstantiation the greatest. If those who have the power can lack such morality, especially those who have not stood up and condemned sexual abuse openly and loudly, then how can we believe in the true presence? Response 3240. Patents under the chin, incense, Eucharistic processions, priests' vestments, honor for the priest and their vocation, honor for the offices such as bishops, cardinals, and popes. Linking John 6 to the real presence. Why can't we do the traditional Latin Mass, but in English? There is so much reverence in the TLM. I like the Latin, but the TLM in English would be much better than the NO Mass, in terms of reverence. And I like the NO Mass, as well, but it's nothing like the TLM. Response 3241. Obvious failure of bishops and clergy to believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Otherwise, none of the above would be a problem. Response 3242. 1. Lack of parental guidance in our youth, laziness. 2. Refusal to assent to authority, Pope. 3. Influence by social media/secular news. Response 3243. Failure to daily remind people that Christ loves them as they are and that He is a source of mercy and healing to all. Response 3244. Clergy not inputting themselves into the lives of families at church. When priests are active in the lives of children and parents together, it helps form a bond that brings everyone closer to God. Response 3245. Too many cults and so much peer pressure. Good is now considered bad and bad is now considered the goose. It's the norm. Response 3246. I don't believe the church spends enough time teaching people how to read the Bible. It is not taught from the pulpit. Protestants do an excellent job of explaining the different styles of each book and the different methods of reading and interpreting, understanding, Scripture. Response 3247. Kneeling and receiving on the tongue really helps. I am not able to kneel at my church to receive. I would need a kneeler so that I could get back up, smiley face. Response 3248. Using the monetary donations tithed to the church to pay off priest abuse victims. Also, relocating priests who have been accused of sexual abuse. Response 3249. Laissez-faire attitude of the priest and of teaching church teachings. I know it is a balance of pastoral guidance and speaking the truth/teachings. The priest needs support to speak truth from the pulpit and not water it down because of politics at grade of losing parishioners. Need moral courage. Will lose some but gain more faithful. Response 3250. Can we have a dress chart like they do at the Vatican? It is a distraction from mass participation when people aren't properly covered. Even though I am female, I prefer men to read rather than women or children. I also prefer male altar servers. There is way too much talking after Mass. One cannot pray well because of the noise level. Response 3251. Removal of the traditional Latin Mass. Response 3252. The lack of the option of education of God in behavior health facilities and Response 3253. There are so many parishes that don't have Bible study anymore. There are many that the Mass ES are super quick, but the most important thing is they don't really explain that Jesus is in the host coming into you. Most people I talk to think it's just a tradition, not that Jesus is truly present. Response 3254. There is a loss of community and family in churches and dioceses. Response 3255. The respect that should be when in church. Somehow many feel as though it is okay to chat in church, ignoring the real presence of Christ on the altar or in the tabernacle. It seems sad to have to silence parents. It makes the whole process seem trivial to the kids. Church has always been a place of reverence. How can you expect the kids to reverence Christ in church if the parents don't? Response 3256. Lack of education. Real presence is not talked about enough. Difficult to understand and accept, even early followers had trouble accepting. Need more discussion of bringing the actual presence of Jesus into our innermost being and trusting in Him to nourish our needs and direct our hearts and minds. Response 3257. Parents having the knowledge and ability to teach their children by example, reverence, arriving early for Mass, being dressed appropriately, etc. Also, not allowing sports or other activities to be scheduled on Sunday, which emphasizes the importance of attending Mass. Response 3258. The crucial importance of demanding that parents raise their children properly both by example and by catechizing them in the home. Response 3259. Hypocrisy from Catholics. Holier-than-thou mentality, rejection/snubbing/public shaming of anyone seen as other, rampant sexism, covering up priests' crimes instead of publicly renouncing their behavior and removing them from service, church funds going towards touching up the gold leaf in the sanctuary instead of benefiting the poor and sick. Advocating for political candidates despite that being illegal for tax except churches to do in the USA. Catholicism has become infinitely more focused on how many holy points one has, and how much better of a Catholic they are than their neighbor, how much more Latin they know, etc., instead of actually following Jesus' teachings. Catholic churches are the most unwelcome and judgmental spaces I've ever been to, and I grew up in the Catholic Church. I don't mean judgmental in the sense that they disagree with me. I mean the nasty looks, comments, etc. My life has been infinitely happier, peaceful, and fruitful since I've left the church. I'll never return. I'm only filling this survey out as a favor to my mother. Response 3260. Poor instruction on all aspects of the faith. Response 3261. Being treated as inferior due to not having the same practices/habits. Unnecessary drama as families from the church thought that it were inappropriate for my adult girlfriend and my adult self to sit on a bench together, regardless of the fact that it were in plain view of the public and that I had a broken leg. Response 3262. Mandates negating the celebrating of the Tridentine Mass. Response 3263. Failure to ask for parishioners to dress appropriately with modesty to church. Response 3264. All should be welcome. I don't think Jesus was against homosexuals or divorced people. Response 3265. Communion in hand. Response 3266. Lack of emphasis on being in state of grace to receive, lack of kneeling/humility while in presence, expectation for frequent confession. Response 3267. Receiving Christ under both species. Is receiving the divinity of Christ in form of bread is sufficient. Response 3268. How people dress. Electronics during Mass. COVID restrictions. Response 3269. The misunderstanding of the role of a Eucharistic minister by the laity and the lax standards applied to them for dress on the altar. That the cheapness in which the Eucharist is handled by people who visit hospitals and homes for the aged. No preparation can be made by the elderly, little interest is shown in the elderly receiving Holy Communion and there are no prayers prayed together. Priests that give Holy Communion to the whole bus of seniors who come to Mass, whether they are Catholic or not. People have forgotten to keep their eyes down after communion to focus on Jesus's presence and, instead, look all over church, flash the peace sign to their friends, etc. The need for speed by the clergy who give us but a second or two to gaze on the Eucharist during transubstantiation rather than letting us whisper our own little prayers. The lack of kneelers for those who want to receive Jesus on their knees in an act of humility. People not knowing what to call the precious blood and call it wine. Response 3270. Dressing modestly to attend Mass. It's a picnic we're attending. Response 3271. More talking and discussion on the Eucharist needed. Response 3272. Priests are not convincing that they believe in the real presence. It is very evident that many do not believe in the real presence, based on their body language, lazy speech during consecration, and greater concern for keeping peace rather than conveying hard truths. Response 3273. The lack of promoting and spreading the sainthood causes of those on the process of sainthood or being open to having more holy men and women to have their cause open for sainthood in the U.S. Response 3274. Suppression of the traditional Roman rites as celebrated using the 1962 and older missals is the root cause of the crisis. Response 3275. Failure to educate the laity on proper etiquette in the presence of the Lord. Response 3276. Because the lack of tradition, modesty, and reverence from clergy. Response 3277. Lack of true and comprehensive study of apologetic including for the priests. Response 3278. The institution of a new Mass lost millions of souls to hell. The abuses beginning with Vatican II must be reversed by returning to the liturgy of our grandparents, not the liturgy of faithless boomers and homosexuals. Response 3279. The sign of peace in the novice ordo is ludicrous. People have played loosey-goosey with that and it is embarrassing to say the least. Also prayers at the foot of the altar that have been eliminated in the novice ordo clearly show a lack of reverence. Communion in the hand, and receiving the sacred blood, especially from an extraordinary minister, shows the lack of importance and reverence. All that is needed for a Eucharistic revival is for the communion rails to be installed in every church, communion to be received kneeling and on the tongue. Response 3280. We must reinstall altar rails and have everyone kneel and receive the blessed sacrament in addition to eliminating communion in the hand. Response 3281. Having women lectors and ushers. Response 3282. Failure on most parents today to bring their children to church, as if most parents today just don't care. Response 3283. The attack on the Latin Mass offends me. I am not even able to go to a Latin Mass in my parish. I'm going to the novice order and trying to be as reverent as I can because I love our holy priests and bishops. I'm also struggling with the fact that those that try to improve this get cancelled. Response 3284. Lack of the practice of genuflection before the Blessed Sacrament. Women's head covering. Modesty in attire needs to be mentioned at times. Response 3285. At weddings and funerals there are a lot of lapsed Catholics who show up and feel they can simply receive Holy Communion. Is there a tactful way to have the priest announce to these visitors that you're not welcome to receive communion if you've broken the precepts of the church recently and haven't repented? Response 3286. Failure to instruct CCD, parents and young adults that Jesus first consecrated the Eucharistic at the Last Supper and said to do this in remembrance of me, which has been carried down since by ordained priests in persona Christi by invoking the Holy Spirit, which has been proven by many scientists numerous times that the host is tissue of a human heart that has been traumatized and the blood is type AB with 23 chromosomes, from the Virgin Mother Mary, and the Y chromosome determined it a male and blood type. Matches the Shroud of Turin, which has been scientifically proven numerous times. This information must be taught all the time and to the public as well. Response 3287. The entirety of the Novice Ordo. Response 3288. Ecumenism, in the sense such has been used since Vatican II, with Protestants. Response 3289. Failure of parents to have their children catechized about the real presence, body and blood, soul and divinity in the Eucharist. Parents should be the first teachers and witnesses of the faith. Too many Catholics are cultural Catholics or Catholics in name only. They fail to take their children to Mass on Sundays and only show up for Christmas and maybe Easter. It must be emphasized that parents have an obligation to be the first teachers to their children about the faith. Response 3290. Dress code. Response 3291. The Eucharist is often seen as a ritual or an argument about the Bible, etc., rather than the ultimate expression of self-giving love. People don't understand how the body and blood language relates to OT sacrifice and what that means to us as we participate. We often don't see our worship as relating to our choice to give ourselves to God and others after the model of Jesus. Response 3292. Very poor catechesis after Vatican II. Also little to no catechesis after children are confirmed. Response 3293. Removal of the TLM. Response 3294. The overall reverence of the clergy and congregation at parishes is a big problem. I have been to multiple where it feels like they are doing a comedy sketch or the music director keeps interrupting the liturgy to tell you the page number. I also find the unity of the parishes within the United States has also played a huge factor. Some dioceses celebrate Ascension on the appropriate Thursday while others move it to the following Sunday. Some dioceses have people stand after the Our Father and remain standing while other dioceses you are kneeling during that time. How can we as the laity keep our sights on Christ in the Eucharist and you never know what you are going to get when you walk through a particular parish doors? Novus Ordo is so beautiful, but so many people have problems with it because of the lack of unity and irreverence of the clergy, especially here in the States. Response 3295. Homilies that teach the real presence since the 70s and poor teaching material for children with less importance of dress and celebration until more recent return to bridal attire. Response 3296. Lack of belief in the real presence is a direct result of the Novus Ordo Mass introduced following Vatican II. As long as Catholics attend the new Mass, instead of the traditional Latin Mass, belief in the real presence will remain low.